This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Voters this November will decide whether or not to give private property owners lots of power they don't currently have. To learn more about the proposed constitutional amendment, Amendment 74, I'm joined in the studio by Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orme. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi, Zoe.
What does Amendment 74 actually say?
It says that if a government in Colorado passes a new law or regulation that basically makes someone's private property worth less, that the government should be required to pay for it. They should be, quote, required to award just compensation to those private property owners.
What's an example of this?
Let's say a town decides to rezone an area to allow for affordable housing. If an adjacent property owner thinks that this lowers their property value, Amendment 74 allows them to go to the town and say, give me my money. Now, it is worth noting that also in this election, there is a proposition that could arguably make it way harder to drill for oil and gas in Colorado. And this theoretically would devalue land.
This is Proposition 112.
That's right. So some say that Amendment 74 is a direct response to Proposition 112. If people can't drill for oil and gas on their own property, then their land would be worthless. They want the government to make up the difference.
Who wins if Proposition 74 passes?
The people who are for it say that it protects private property owners. The Colorado Farm Bureau is the public face for the effort to get the amendment passed. I spoke with Chad Vorthman, who's their executive vice president, and he said that the government right now is able to reduce your property value by up to 90%, and only then are they required to compensate you for that.
Okay, so what are opponents of Amendment 74 saying?
They're saying that the amendment is sweeping. I talked to Richard Collins, who teaches law at the University of Colorado. He says that anyone who feels the government did something to make their property worthless can go and collect their money. And the possible result is that local governments are going to spend all their money fighting lawsuits instead of providing the basic services that we all rely on.
Great. Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
Amendment 74 will be on Colorado ballots this fall. Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.